Good afternoon, everyone. I enjoy entertainment of all kinds, movies, TV, music, and theater, to name the most obvious. I like to also watch the various entertainment shows from time to time that are on television. Almost every network has one. I primarily watch them for the interviews, because they have celebrities on them, as well as for the preview of things to come and the reviews of those shows, movies, and music that are already out. Unfortunately, only about one-third of each show is dedicated to these kinds of things. The other two-thirds or so of each entertainment show is dedicated to the gossip surrounding these celebrities. And it's usually not the good things. No, most of the things they report are of the unsavory kind, the personal failures of various types, tragedies, mess-ups, broken relationships, substance abuse, unflattering photos. You get the picture. It just seems that often we like to hear about the way that others have failed. Too often we feel compelled to point our fingers at others and say, "See, at least I'm not like them." That is not an example of us at our finest. People have been finger-pointing at each other for a long time. We see some of that during Jesus' time too, such as in the arrogant attitude adopted by the Pharisees towards some of the faithful, which we see all over Scripture, or as in the situation depicted in today's gospel passage from Luke. Some people approach Jesus and tell him about some Galileans who died at the hands of Pilate. The implication is that they must have done something really wrong in the eyes of God to have suffered such a terrible fate. Jesus knows what they are getting at and asks them if they think these people were guilty or were the greatest sinners. He then mentions an accident in which a tower fell and claimed the lives of 18 people, and follows it up with the same question. "But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." The people probably brought up the topic, assuming that Jesus would side with them, and presuming that he was going to respond by saying something along the lines of, "Yeah, those people whom Pilate killed must have been pretty bad to have come to such a tragic end." Instead, Jesus turns it completely around on them and makes them start to doubt their own spiritual and physical security. It's as if Jesus was saying to them, "Stop focusing so much on others. You're moving into dangerous spiritual territory. Worry about yourself first in spiritual matters. Whatever you do, don't get too overconfident or self-righteous." St. Paul also had to deal with similar situations regarding the Christian church in Corinth. He founded that the community there in the mid-first century while on his second missionary journey. Only a mere 5 years later or so, he is forced to write a letter back to the church there to keep them from breaking apart. It seems that the faith community in Corinth was splitting into factions, with each group pointing fingers at the others. Each faction, it appears, felt that they were the ones doing it right, possessing and practicing the true faith. And so it seems, from the content of St. Paul's letter, that things must have become very contentious and accusatory as each group charged the others with being unfaithful. St. Paul would have none of it. And so he admonishes them at length, summarizing the passage we just heard by writing one of the most powerful and insightful verses in Scripture. St. Paul writes, "Therefore, whoever thinks he is standing secure should take care not to fall." Imagine that. Even though I might think that my relationship with God is strong, that maybe is not the case at all. My confidence might actually be a sign of a certain kind of spiritual complacency or pride. The hard truth is, I might actually have to work on quite a few things. It's not easy to admit that I might be part of the problem, that each of us might be part of the problem, that each of us might be failing in ways that actually hurt ourselves and others in a significant and lasting way, and therefore are causing damage to the beautiful world God created. It's much easier to say, if others would get their act together, if others would live their lives as I live mine, this world would should be a whole lot better. We do it all the time, whether we are aware of it or not. We're convinced that if others voted the way we do, or if they belong to our religion, or if they parented like we do, everything would be great. Part of a holy and fruitful Lent involves putting an end to the finger pointing and the blame game so many of us participate in from time to time, myself included. Lent, rather, is the perfect time to admit to God, to ourselves, and to one another that I need to be better, that I need to make some changes, that I need to be more loving, forgiving, kind, and generous. Lent is a time to realize that the security I feel about my relationship with God is most likely not as good as I would like it to be, and that I need to work on it. People often see clergy and religious as individuals who don't have struggles with their prayer life and relationship with God. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Even St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta and St. Padre Pio had moments of spiritual darkness. And so the next time you feel the urge to look down on someone else in matters of faith, remember the words of St. Paul. Therefore, whoever thinks he is standing secure should take care not to fall. But if you do fall, just remember the Lord will always be there to catch you. May this Lenten season continue to be a time of great healing and conversion for you and for all of us who walk on this same journey.